You know, Wayne's been someone that has done the majority of his work on the show team as far as through the first part of the season. Got a lot of work there through training camp. And like all of our guys, they have to have that next man up mentality. Brings a lot of good things to the table, and if he's given the opportunity, we have confidence he'll do well for us.
Do you think that game plan last week is something you guys can do, you know, game in and game out, or is that something you can only show at times or do at different times during the game?
I think any time you are exclusively one scheme, that can hurt you. I think we had the advantage in that particular game because it wasn't something we had shown a lot of, and we made it a major point of emphasis because of the dynamic pass rush that opponent had. And while it helped us in certain instances, we also showed that we need to keep working on it because some of those penalties really took away from some plays that could have helped us out. So I think it's a part of the plan that was applicable last week. You know, whether it's going to be applicable moving forward, we'll wait and see. But certainly given that situation and where we were and trying to kickstart things, it was effective. But to say that's necessarily how we need to go every week wouldn't be an accurate statement.
You see, you don't have a fullback on the roster anymore. Why did that not just kind of come together for you guys?
Well, you know, in terms of any of those personnel decisions, you know, obviously the general manager, the head coach, and those, they look at the big picture, you know, overall for both the, not just the offense, but the defense and the special teams. And so it's our job now moving forward with who the guys we have on the roster to try to find ways to maximize their strengths and try to camouflage and disguise some of the weaknesses.
How much does it affect you? I mean, you put up, at least are part of putting together the game plan. Last week it wasn't a big part of the game plan anyway. So what changes for you moving forward, the fact that that option is not there?
Well, I think we always want to have some type of flexibility positionally in that there are guys on the roster who are able to line up in the backfield and be a lead blocker.
He's
one of the guys. There's some other guys you could mention, you could name, you know, that are on the roster, and sort of things schematically that we wanted to do and would like to get going, and by no means does the fact that right now with this roster move is that, you know, dictate that it's going to be a zebra or 11 personnel all up tempo. I mean, there are other people, and we've continued to try to do that. I mean, it goes on behind the scenes, but trying to get those other guys who have that body type who can be that lead blocker and be in that two back play action pass type of a concept, just to try to give us, you know, that versatility that we're hoping to get.
Talking about Rhett, I mean, what do you think has been the issue getting him involved?
You know, I think early on, you know, the first two games are really ones, you know, that it's hard for us to get anybody a lot of snaps, hard for us to get any rhythm, and we weren't out there enough. And when we looked at the approach that we had for the most recent game that we played, you know, as was mentioned, we had a specific mindset in terms of, I mean, it was 1.85 seconds. I mean, that's, you know, we knew what we were facing and wanted to make sure that we could get the ball out of his hands with that great pass rush. And we still had a significant amount of plays that have the two tight ends on the field with the one back and things that we can feature. And Rhett did play some when we were in our 11 personnel in place in spots for Evan. Obviously, Evan's someone that we like what he can do both from a run game standpoint and from a pass game standpoint. So I think it's a little bit premature as it unfolds. You know, we're happy he's here. He's a guy that does have some versatility, and we'll see if some of that comes into fruition as far as given some of the situations with the roster right now.
Mike, John had a meeting last night with some of the players. Talk about the anthem and how they're going to go forward and things like that. Were you part of that meeting?
I was not. No.
And you know you've been very vocal about in the past how you feel about those situations. What were your thoughts on Sunday, I guess, and what are your thoughts moving forward?
It's America. This is America. This is the land of the free because of the brave, and we're all citizens of this country. Have the freedom of speech. We all have freedom of expression. And I respect everyone's right to exercise that freedom.
Do you look at the offensive performance last week in the fourth quarter as, okay, maybe we can kind of leap off from here? Or are there still a lot of concerns about what happened in the first three quarters?
Well, you know, looking at those first three quarters, we actually did have some movement. You know, we actually did have some consistency. And again, I'm not, no moral victories whatsoever. We did not win the game. We didn't do enough. Let me be clear about that. But early on, you look at the, you know, the interceptions that happened early in the series, and then other instances where we did have some consistency. We did put ourselves in positions to put points on the board. So I wouldn't necessarily say, oh gosh, those first three quarters, we didn't have, or it didn't, certainly didn't feel like those first two games. It was just more a matter of either, you know, having to be in too big of a hurry with our tempo calls and hurting ourselves with a penalty, or having the turnovers. It's that was, again, is a unique game because given that opponent and how we felt we could best match up. But certainly I think the big thing we draw from that, and we have talked about, is that, you know, we're having a rough season, a difficult season offensively, and we're down 14-0 and had some setbacks, and yet that group had the grit and the resolve and the determination to keep playing and keep believing one another. And I spoke last week about how even how things had been very difficult for us, there had been no finger pointing, and it was more a circle of the wagons mentality, and I think we all saw that. You know, again, it's, we came up short, we did not do enough to win, period. But the competitiveness of that group, the character of that group, I think showed, and that's certainly something that we're hoping to build upon.
But the productivity itself, though, I mean, can that be the kickstart to that character?
We certainly hope so. I mean, it was good to, anytime you can score 24 points in a quarter, if we could average that for four quarters, that'd win a lot of games, no doubt. So that's to be Captain Obvious there, but that would be very good to build upon that. And it's just, you know, we've have to do a better job finishing drives, and it all starts with being able to protect the football and then getting into some of that rhythm, some of that consistency, and all the things we keep talking about.
With Bobby and Brett, you know, up in the air, it seemed like there could be an opportunity for DJ. Just, you know, why hasn't he been in the mix, and what do you think he could bring if he is?
Well, I think there's a lot of guys that are on the roster, and you mentioned DJ, and you talk about Chad Wheeler, some of the other individuals that are here that, you know, they all have strengths, they all have weaknesses. It's just a matter of trying to find the best combination, you know, I assure you, we move guys around. We try to find what's going to be the best mixture, if you will, and what's going to fit with what our game plan is, what the focus of this particular game is, and how we'll unfold in terms of matchup against personnel. And so I think there's a competitiveness and a toughness that DJ brings to the game. He's a guy who loves football. He's a grinder. And, you know, if he's given an opportunity, as well as all the guys, you know, we feel comfortable about doing everything we can to get them ready and have them be in a position to be successful if they get a chance.
How much do you think he could be an asset against the run? That seems to be what he could bring to the table, his ability in the run game.
Oh, okay. You know, he's a strong man, and if we have certain concepts where he's at the point of attack, that's been a strength of his in the past. It's been a strength that when you look at some of the things he did in the preseason, and it certainly could be an asset, you could say. I mean, I think it's hard to necessarily say that, you know, any one thing, any one quality of a player, any one player specifically, is going to make the huge difference. I think it just takes all of us, you know, us starting here first with coaching, getting our guys in positions, and then taking all 11 to do their job on a given play to have it be successful.
Were you encouraged by Flowers, especially coming up, Eric Flowers, off the previous game?
I think the entire offensive line did a lot of good things. I mean, anytime against that defensive front, you don't give up a sack. Anytime against that defensive front, and again, you can talk about how fast the ball got out, but there were some good pictures, some good instances in there. No one was, you know, there wasn't a perfect game by anybody. There never is, but you know, hopefully that's something we can build upon in terms of just keeping a clean pocket and allowing Eli that time. That, you know, when we have that amount of time, we're able to make some plays down the field.
How much can you actually take away though? From, as you said, 1.85 seconds in the offensive line. How much can you actually learn about their improvement or lack thereof? That quick.
Well, you know, just because the ball comes out that quick, it may have been a particular scheme where Eli's read was there, and whoever it was, I'll just say Sterling, for example, he happened to win the ball's there, and it comes out. There were multiple examples that you can look at on the tape where if, let's say, Sterling had fallen down or he was covered, if Eli would have had to have gone to number two, as we looked at that tape, you know, the pocket was there that, you know, we could have gotten that to two or three. And so, again, we've got a lot of work to do, and just, you know, looking excited about getting down to Tampa and having another opportunity to get this thing going right.